On this beautiful summer Saturday morning, it's time once again for a bit of a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Hi, Jack.
Good morning, Denny. Did you have a good 4th of July?
Yeah, so far so good. I hope you and all the good folks at Haskell's are doing the same. And, yeah, it looks like a nice weekend, albeit a few showers here and there. Gee, what's new there?
Yeah, here we are in the Portland of the Midwest.
Absolutely.
Anyhow, we were grilling sausages for the 4th of July, and my son said, Dad, didn't you do a show on grilling sausages? Well, I look back, and about 40 years ago, I did a entertaining idea show on grilling sausages correctly. And he said, why don't you repeat that? I thought, but that's not a bad idea, and that's precisely what I'm going to do. You know, there's no better summertime treat than a sausage hot off the grill. And the problem with a lot of us grillers is you grill the sausage over too high a heat, and they end up popping the skin. Grilled sausages are delicious. And today, with all the concerns for health, sausages are lower in fat and even lean enough for some people on diets. Grilled sausages make great appetizers, or they can be sliced up and then tossed with pasta, make a great dish. And no one can deny the pleasure of just putting out a big platter of sausages and then all the accoutrements to make a great dish. And no one can deny the pleasure of just putting out a big platter of sausages and then all the accoutrements that go on the side. Or what a terrific sandwich, a bratwurst or a hot dog. And while we're talking about hot dogs, maybe people wonder how they ever got the name. Well, they have the name Frankfurter. That's obviously from Frankfurt, Germany. And the dog, they called them because they were long and skinny, dachshunds. But dachshunds got to be too hard a word and too long to print, so they called them hot dogs. Anyhow, the word from sausage comes from the Latin, because salt was used as a preservative in making those sausage. And today's sausage makers reduce the salt, reduce the fat, and still come up with some remarkably good sausage. And they make unique sausages. Today you can get duck sausage, turkey sausage, chicken, fish, almost anything. So sausages have been around for thousands of years. And for a long time, the sausages were used for getting rid of the scraps of meat left over that were hardly edible, tough to chew. They grind them up and chop them up and then put them in casings, and they became foodstuff for the poor. But today, believe me, sausages are no longer a poor man's fare. When you're grilling sausages, you should keep the flames to a minimum. Turn the sausage frequently to keep a nice brown outside on the sausage. Real sausages take no more than 10 minutes on a low grill, and pre-cooked sausages take 5 or 6 minutes to heat through. Just be careful to turn the sausage with tongs rather than a fork. Piercing the sausage with a fork will get rid of the liquids. A lot of people think that by pricking those outside of the sausage, you get rid of the fat. It gives you a dry-tasting sausage, and it isn't as good. So I would never use a fork with any kind of sausage. Always use a tong to turn it. And like a lot of foods that once were just considered snacks like pizza and tacos, sausages today are really an entree food. You can serve brats from the grill with sauerkraut. It's in a delicious dish. Or you can go in for some more exotic sausages. Sausages can be chopped up into bits and put on skewers instead of meat or instead of like pork or chicken or veal. But just put a sausage in between those vegetables on a skewer. It's absolutely terrific. Believe me, a sausage with a salad and some crusty bread and a glass of wine makes a fabulous summertime meal and probably one of the easiest meals that you could prepare. There's really nothing to it. The key, of course, in my opinion, is grill them over a low heat. You can even parboil them in beer and water if sausages are very good that way, and then finish them off on the grill. And believe me, sausages are just absolutely a delicious meal to have by themselves. And the sausages today you can get from beef, pork, veal, chicken, turkey, or something more exotic like venison, boar, rabbit, Anyhow, I think you get the idea. Sausages can be cooked on the grill and are really delicious summertime fare. And that's something that's 40 years old that was an entertaining idea that we used to do on WCCO a long time ago. But anyhow, if you're having sausages on the grill, there's a lot of wonderful wines you can have with them, particularly if you're having spicy sausage. There's nothing better with a spicy sausage than Zinfandel. We have one called Xfinity, Zinfinity, Z-I-N-F-I-N-I-T-Y, which is a wonderful Zinfandel that just goes perfectly with, say, bratwursts that have, you know, they put all sorts of things in it. We had some bratwursts that had some jalapenos in it, and that Zinfinity went so well with those bratwursts that had jalapenos in them, I thought it was a marriage absolutely made in heaven. And, of course, you know, when you're having a barbecue or cookout, don't forget sparkling wines. They get overlooked all the time. They make a fabulous aperitif when you're having people over to munch on, and they're munching on chips and dip and salty foods, peanuts and that kind of stuff. There's nothing better to go with that than sparkling wine or Prosecco from Italy. But in my opinion, some of the best sparkling wines are the Cremants of Burgundy. Boyo is a very good house, and they make both a rosé and a brut, a blanc brut, which is just absolutely delicious, and it makes a great aperitif. And not only that, let's face it, when someone pops the cork on a champagne, it means almost instant party. Everybody's senses and appetites perk up a little bit to have that sparkling wine, and it's kind of fun. And as I said, you can do that with Prosecco, and Proseccos, you know, are a lot less expensive than a real champagne, or even the Cremants that I like from Burgundy, which are also great values. The Cremants of Burgundy are usually half price compared to buying a bottle of champagne, and they're pretty close to champagne in quality and taste, etc. I'm not meaning real champagne, I love it, but those sparkling Cremants are a very wonderful, inexpensive substitute that most people don't even recognize. If you're grilling seafood on the grill, you know, why not try a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc? Silver Beach is one I recommend. It's just absolutely terrific. Doesn't break the bank. It's under $12 a bottle, and it is a delicious, just delicious Sauvignon Blanc that we cook when we cook scallops. Incidentally, that cooking scallops, a great use for vegetable baskets. Most people who like to cook have these vegetable baskets where you can grill vegetables so they don't fall between the grating thing. You can throw scallops in there with a little bit of olive oil and some seasonings and cook those scallops very quickly, and they can be just delicious in a salad by themselves or as a side dish or an hors d'oeuvre. But you can cook scallops very easily in those vegetable baskets. And then, of course, when we're talking about spicier foods from a grill, you want a wine that has some body and oomph to it. That's why we mentioned Zinfandel. It certainly has that and it goes so well with barbecue. But always my favorite with barbecue is Malbec. A Gary Bay is a Malbec from Argentina that's owned by the Rothschild family. And believe me, they have vineyards all over the world, and the ones in Argentina are as well taken care of as Lafite Rothschild in Bordeaux, and the results are in the bottle. That a Gary Bay is just a terrific Malbec and would go with anything spicy off of the grill with barbecue sauce, barbecue ribs. We had that at Gary Bay with some barbecue ribs not too long ago, hot off the grill. My, it was a marriage made in heaven. And it is one of those unusual wines that even would go fairly well with chili. And if you're looking for something to have, you're grilling chicken, and you like white wine with chicken, I'd suggest a kind of an oaky Chardonnay with that. Absolutely wonderful marriage made in heaven if you're grilling chicken with a fairly good oaky Chardonnay. There's a lot out there. Vino Robles makes one from the Paso Robles area that's modestly priced and absolutely delicious, goes perfectly with chicken on the grill. And, of course, if you're having a plain old-fashioned burger, you can have even a beer with that, and it's pretty darn good, a beer and a burger. But if you want some wine with it, why not try something a little different? Try a Tavel. Tavel is my favorite rosé. It certainly is a rosé, in my opinion, that's made for red wine drinkers. It's got a lot of body, a lot of character. And in the little town of Tavel, which is in the Rhone Valley in France, all they make there is Tavel wine. And they only make rosé. That's it. And they're masters at it. And so there's Royal Tavel, and there's a Lafond Tavel. Lafond is an old family from the Rhone Valley. They have Chateau Neuf de Pops, etc. But their headquarters, their estate, is right in Tavel, and they make an estate bottle Tavel that is just absolutely terrific. And you wouldn't believe we have a BOGO on Lafond's Tavel right now. It brings the cost under $15 a bottle. It's absolutely delicious. A BOGO is where you buy one at the regular price, get the second free with that. And what a great way to get two good bottles of that Lafond Tavel. It's just absolutely delicious, in my opinion. You know, one of the things you have to think about when we're talking about wines for barbecue and wines to have with foods hot off the grill are some of the things that you don't think about grilling. I was at a dinner party not too long ago, and they had steaks off the grill. They also had grilled some nectarines. Cut the nectarines in half, took the pit out, rubbed the nectarine with a little bit of olive oil, and put it on the grill, and served it as a side with the steak. Just delicious. You could also do that, put a little honey on that nectarine, put a scoop of ice cream on it, and serve it for dessert. Grilled nectarines. I mean, who would ever thought of it? Absolutely delicious. And, you know, it's interesting to me, as we get more sophisticated with grilling and things like that, that you can cook all sorts of things on the grill, even pizza, which I find absolutely amazing that you can do that. And I've had some focaccias that have been made on the grill that have also been absolutely delicious. You would hardly know that they came off a grill. And if a grill's operated right, you know, you can almost use it for an onion. For example, I like to cook salmon in the summer, and I wrap it up in aluminum foil after I've put some butter and lemon and white wine and some spices in the center, wrap it up in aluminum foil and cook it for about 5 minutes aside on a high grill, and you have basically a very, very fine poached salmon, and it has that little smoky aura taste that you get from the grill that makes it absolutely hard to beat. Salmon hot off the grill. And when you pick a wine like that to go with salmon, how about something called Provinero? It's from California. Pinot Noir. Yeah, it's a red wine with salmon, but salmon is an oily fish, and it's a big-bodied fish and can stand up to a red wine, and particularly Pinot Noir. It's a marriage made in heaven. I was out in Oregon many years ago at the Pinot Festival. They have a big Pinot Festival where Oregon wine producers from all over the world come to Oregon to trade stories and swap recipes and all that sort of things that go on at a wine festival. And they have that salmon planked from the Pacific Northwest with everybody's Pinot Noir. And whether the Pinot Noir came from New Zealand or Burgundy or Oregon or Northern California, it was absolutely delicious with the salmon. And so when we ever have salmon, we never have white wine with salmon. We always have red wine, and it's always a Pinot Noir. And you know what? It's always a big hit. But I think you get the idea. I hope you didn't mind my sharing a 40-year-old story, a show, actually, on grilling sausages. But we thought that was kind of a fun thing to look back upon many, many years ago.
I love those entertaining ideas, and yes, I do remember them. And beyond. But we won't get into age there, Jack.
No, we won't get into that. Somebody's going to think we're old.
Who would think that? Now, tell us about all those great Haskell's locations where the people are always willing to help you out.
The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They certainly love to pair wine with foods and that. And, you know, the good news is on last Thursday, our annual summer wine sale started, and boy, we've got some fabulous, fabulous bargains for you at all the Haskell stores. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. We have a store down in Bloomington. There's one in Excelsior, Faribault, right off of 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar, 22,000 square feet of wines from around the world, right up there in Maple Grove. In downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturdays and Sundays. There's a Haskell's at Minnetonka, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And incidentally, don't forget, next Saturday is our July Riverboat Luncheon Cruise down the St. Croix, and that's a wonderful thing to do. It incidentally makes a great gift for somebody, too. It leaves at noon and comes back at 3. You have hundreds of wines, beers, spirits to try, and a fabulous lunch, and then the setting of that beautiful boat on the St. Croix. It's hard to beat.
What a great idea. All right, Jack, let's try this again next Saturday.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
That's Jack Farrell from Haskell's. On this beautiful summer Saturday morning, it's time once again for a bit of a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Hi, Jack.
Good morning, Denny. Did you have a good 4th of July?
Yeah, so far so good. I hope you and all the good folks at Haskell's are doing the same. And, yeah, it looks like a nice weekend, albeit a few showers here and there. Gee, what's new there?
Yeah, here we are in the Portland of the Midwest.
Absolutely.
Anyhow, we were grilling sausages for the 4th of July, and my son said, Dad, didn't you do a show on grilling sausages? Well, I look back, and about 40 years ago, I did a entertaining idea show on grilling sausages correctly. And he said, why don't you repeat that? I thought, well, that's not a bad idea, and that's precisely what I'm going to do. You know, there's no better summertime treat than a sausage hot off the grill. And the problem with a lot of us grillers is you grill the sausage over too high a heat, and they end up popping the skin. Grilled sausages are delicious. And today, with all the concerns for health, sausages are lower in fat and even lean enough for some people on diets. Grilled sausages make great appetizers, or they can be sliced up and then tossed with pasta, make a great dish. And no one can deny the pleasure of just putting out a big platter of sausages and then all the accoutrements to make a great dish. And no one can deny the pleasure of just putting out a big platter of sausages and then all the accoutrements that go on the side. Or what a terrific sandwich, a bratwurst or a hot dog. And while we're talking about hot dogs, maybe people wonder how they ever got the name. Well, they have the name Frankfurter. That's obviously from Frankfurt, Germany. And the dog, they called them because they were long and skinny, dachshunds. But dachshunds got to be too hard a word and too long to print, so they called them hot dogs. Anyhow, the word from sausage comes from the Latin, because salt was used as a preservative in making those sausage. And today's sausage makers reduce the salt, reduce the fat, and still come up with some remarkably good sausage. And they make unique sausages. Today you can get duck sausage, turkey sausage, chicken, fish, almost anything. So sausages have been around for thousands of years. And for a long time, the sausages were used for getting rid of the scraps of meat left over that were hardly edible, tough to chew. They grind them up and chop them up and then put them in casings, and they became foodstuff for the poor. But today, believe me, sausages are no longer a poor man's fare. When you're grilling sausages, you should keep the flames to a minimum. Turn the sausage frequently to keep a nice brown outside on the sausage. Real sausages take no more than 10 minutes on a low grill, and pre-cooked sausages take 5 or 6 minutes to heat through. Just be careful to turn the sausage with tongs rather than a fork. Piercing the sausage with a fork will get rid of the liquids. A lot of people think that by pricking those outside of the sausage, you get rid of the fat. It gives you a dry-tasting sausage, and it isn't as good. So I would never use a fork with any kind of sausage. Always use a tongue to turn it. And like a lot of foods that once were just considered snacks like pizza and tacos, sausages today are really an entree food. You can serve brats from the grill with sauerkraut. It's in a delicious dish. Or you can go in for some more exotic sausages. Sausages can be chopped up into bits and put on skewers instead of meat or instead of like pork or chicken or veal. But just put a sausage in between those vegetables on a skewer. It's absolutely terrific. Believe me, a sausage with a salad and some crusty bread and a glass of wine makes a fabulous summertime meal and probably one of the easiest meals that you could prepare. There's really nothing to it. The key, of course, in my opinion, is grill them over a low heat. You can even parboil them in beer and water if sausages are very good that way, and then finish them off on the grill. And believe me, sausages are just absolutely a delicious meal to have by themselves. And the sausages today you can get from beef, pork, veal, chicken, turkey, or something more exotic like venison, boar, rabbit. Anyhow, I think you get the idea. Sausages can be cooked on the grill and are really delicious summertime fare. And that's something that's 40 years old that was an entertaining idea that we used to do on WCCO a long time ago. But anyhow, if you're having sausages on the grill, there's a lot of wonderful wines you can have with them, particularly if you're having spicy sausage. There's nothing better with a spicy sausage than Zinfandel. We have one called Zinfinity, Zinfinity, which is a wonderful Zinfandel that just goes perfectly with, say, bratwursts that have, you know, they put all sorts of things in it. We had some bratwursts that had some jalapenos in it, and that Zinfinity went so well with those bratwursts that had jalapenos in them, I thought it was a marriage absolutely made in heaven. And, of course, you know, when you're having a barbecue or cookout, don't forget sparkling wines. They get overlooked all the time. They make a fabulous aperitif when you're having people over to munch on, and they're munching on chips and dip and salty foods, peanuts and that kind of stuff. There's nothing better to go with that than sparkling wine or Prosecco from Italy. But in my opinion, some of the best sparkling wines are the Cremants of Burgundy. Boyau is a very good house, and they make both a rosé and a brut, a blanc brut, which is just absolutely delicious, and it makes a great aperitif. And not only that, let's face it, when someone pops the cork on a champagne, it means almost instant party. Everybody's senses and appetites perk up a little bit to have that sparkling wine, and it's kind of fun. And as I said, you can do that with Prosecco, and Proseccos, you know, are a lot less expensive than a real champagne, or even the Cremants that I like from Burgundy, which are also great values. The Cremants of Burgundy are usually half price compared to buying a bottle of champagne, and they're pretty close to champagne in quality and taste, etc. I'm not meaning real champagne, I love it, but those sparkling Cremants are a very wonderful, inexpensive substitute that most people don't even recognize. If you're grilling seafood on the grill, you know, why not try a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc? Silver Beach is one I recommend. It's just absolutely terrific. Doesn't break the bank. It's under $12 a bottle, and it is a delicious, just delicious Sauvignon Blanc that we cook when we cook scallops. Incidentally, cooking scallops, a great use for vegetable baskets. Most people who like to cook have these vegetable baskets where you can grill vegetables so they don't fall between the grating thing. You can throw scallops in there with a little bit of olive oil and some seasonings and cook those scallops very quickly, and they can be just delicious in a salad by themselves or as a side dish or an hors d'oeuvre. But you can cook scallops very easily in those vegetable baskets. And then, of course, when we're talking about spicier foods from a grill, you want a wine that has some body and oomph to it. That's why we mentioned Zinfandel. It certainly has that and it goes so well with barbecue. But always my favorite with barbecue is Malbec. A Gary Bay is a Malbec from Argentina that's owned by the Rothschild family. And believe me, they have vineyards all over the world, and the ones in Argentina are as well taken care of as Lafite Rothschild in Bordeaux, and the results are in the bottle. That Aguirre Bay is just a terrific Malbec and would go with anything spicy off of the grill with barbecue sauce, barbecue ribs. We had that Aguirre Bay with some barbecue ribs not too long ago, a hot off the grill. My, it was a marriage made in heaven. And it is one of those unusual wines that even would go fairly well with chili. And if you're looking for something to have, you're grilling chicken, and you like white wine with chicken, I'd suggest a kind of an oaky Chardonnay with that. Absolutely wonderful marriage made in heaven if you're grilling chicken with a fairly good oaky Chardonnay. There's a lot out there. Vino Robles makes one from the Paso Robles area that's modestly priced and absolutely delicious. Goes perfectly with chicken on the grill. And, of course, if you're having a plain old-fashioned burger, you can have even a beer with that, and it's pretty darn good, a beer and a burger. But if you want some wine with it, why not try something a little different? Try a Tavel. Tavel is my favorite rosé. It certainly is a rosé, in my opinion, that's made for red wine drinkers. It's got a lot of body, a lot of character. And in the little town of Tavel, which is in the Rhône Valley in France, all they make there is Tavel wine, and they only make rosé. That's it. And they're masters at it. And so there's Royal Tavel, and there's a Lafond Tavel. Lafond is an old family from the Rhône Valley. They have Chateauneuf de Pops, etc. But their headquarters, their estate, is right in Tavel, and they make an estate bottle Tavel that is just absolutely terrific. And you wouldn't believe we have a BOGO on Lafond's Tavel right now. It brings the cost under $15 a bottle. It's absolutely delicious. A BOGO is where you buy one at the regular price, get the second free with that. And what a great way to get two good bottles of that Lafond Tavel. It's just absolutely delicious, in my opinion. You know, one of the things you have to think about when we're talking about wines for barbecue and wines to have with foods hot off the grill are some of the things that you don't think about grilling. I was at a dinner party not too long ago, and they had steaks off the grill. They also had grilled some nectarines. Cut the nectarines in half, took the pit out, rubbed the nectarine with a little bit of olive oil, and put it on the grill, and served it as a side with the steak. Just delicious. You could also do that, put a little honey on that nectarine, put a scoop of ice cream on it, and serve it for dessert. Grilled nectarines, I mean, who would ever thought of it? Absolutely delicious. And, you know, it's interesting to me, as we get more sophisticated with grilling and things like that, that you can cook all sorts of things on the grill, even pizza, which I find absolutely amazing that you can do that. And I've had some focaccias that have been made on the grill that have also been absolutely delicious. You would hardly know that they came off a grill. And if a grill's operated right, you know, you can almost use it for an onion. For example, I like to cook salmon in the summer, and I wrap it up in aluminum foil after I've put some butter and lemon and white wine and some spices in the center, wrap it up in aluminum foil and cook it for about 5 minutes aside on a high grill, and you have basically a very, very fine poached salmon, and it has that little smoky aura taste that you get from the grill that makes it absolutely hard to beat. Salmon hot off the grill. And when you pick a wine like that to go with salmon How about something called Providero? It's from California, Pinot Noir. Yeah, it's a red wine with salmon, but salmon is an oily fish, and it's a big-bodied fish and can stand up to a red wine, and particularly Pinot Noir. It's a marriage made in heaven. I was out in Oregon many years ago at the Pinot Festival. They have a big Pinot Festival where Oregon wine producers from all over the world come to Oregon to trade stories and swap recipes and all that sort of things that go on at a wine festival. And they have that salmon planked from the Pacific Northwest with everybody's Pinot Noir. Whether the Pinot Noir came from New Zealand or Burgundy or Oregon or Northern California, it was absolutely delicious with the salmon. And so when we ever have salmon, we never have white wine with salmon. We always have red wine, and it's always a Pinot Noir. And you know what? It's always a big hit. But I think you get the idea. I hope you didn't mind my sharing a 40-year-old story, a show, actually, on grilling sausages. But we thought that was kind of a fun thing to look back upon many, many years ago.
I love those entertaining ideas, and yes, I do remember them and beyond. But we won't get into age there, Jack.
No, let's... we won't get into that. Somebody thought we think we're old.
Who would think that? Now, tell us about all those great Haskell's locations where the people are always willing to help you out.
The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They certainly love to pair wine with foods and that. And, you know, the good news is on last Thursday, our annual summer wine sale started. And, boy, we've got some fabulous, fabulous bargains for you at all the Haskell's stores. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. We have a store down in Bloomington. There's one in Excelsior, Faribault, right off of 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar, 22,000 square feet of wines from around the world right up there in Maple Grove. In downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturdays and Sundays. There's a Haskell's at Minnetonka, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And incidentally, don't forget, next Saturday is our July Riverboat Luncheon Cruise down the St. Croix. And that's a wonderful thing to do. It incidentally makes a great gift for somebody, too. It leaves at noon and comes back at 3. You have hundreds of wines, beers, spirits to try, and a fabulous lunch, and then the setting of that beautiful boat on the St. Croix. It's hard to beat.
What a great idea. All right, Jack, let's try this again next Saturday.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
That's Jack Farrell from Haskell's.